is in this place. Yes, he is. He's in this place. Giving honor to God who's ahead of my life and to the virtue of those who might be listening on Facebook. Somebody might hear the word today, here and there. Life might be changing. To these ministers, God bless them, who come and preach out of their heart, who give their time set apart that could be somewhere else, but they choose to serve this church. I take my hat off to you. A job well done, thou good and faithful servants. And to this tabernacle body, this fellowship, I give you praise and honor. And to these deacons who serve out of their hearts, giving their best to the master. To this choir who is singing so beautifully this morning. To them, I give God's grace and mercy and blessing. It's a blessing to be in the house of God one more time. This is not a Christmas message, but a Jesus message. Now, I'd like to say this morning that I will be teaching and preaching on this message. I'm much teaching, but I won't be no hooping this morning, but a teaching and preaching. And so, if you have your Bibles, you can turn to the gospel according to St. Luke, the 10th chapter. And I want to read the 38th through the 42 verses is the text of my scripture. I have some of the scriptures, my teaching, that I will bring forth a little later on. But let us stand and read. Now it happened, as they went, that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house, and she had a sister called Mary who sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sisters have left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me." And Jesus answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, 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 you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed." I won't say that again. "One thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her." I want to speak very distinctively this morning on the subject, what good part will you choose? Will you take your seat in the household of the Lord? Lord, hear our cry this morning, pity every groan, fitted for the Scottish service, present age, our calling to fulfill, may all our powers engage to do our master's will. Dear Lord, as we come to stand behind this sacred desk, Lord, move me out of the way. Let your spirit move forward, dear Lord. Let somebody hear the word, dear Lord, and say, what must I do to be saved? Lord, this is your time. This is your worship service. And we give it all to you this morning. Set it apart, dear Lord. Give grace and mercy, dear Lord. And we promise to give you the praise and honor after you've done what you promised to do. For your promises are yea and amen. In your holy name we pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen. What good part will you choose? I pray that the Lord will allow me to preach this teaching message. And I will be teaching from the 25th verse down through the 37th verse of my teaching this morning. But I hope he will allow me to teach this lesson. I'm about ready to receive the word of God. Amen, somebody. Amen. We can learn at the feet of Jesus. Am I right about it? Amen. Y'all going to help me this morning? Amen. My brothers and my sisters, the transformation from death to life is spoken by the word of God. And if we talk about it in a careless way, we take the name of God in vain. Amen? Church, we will never love God and your neighbor with any measures of pure spiritual love who has not made a partaker of God's converting grace. Amen. We will never get where we want to get until we change our hearts and have love for one another. Jesus said these words, "Greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends." He called us his friends. The songwriter says, "What a friend we have in Jesus." Am I right about it? All our sins and griefs about what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Y'all gonna help me out this morning. And so when somebody strives hard against these convictions, somebody say amen. Amen. You can't be proud and selfish. You got to give it up to be prayed up. Am I right about it? Church, we can find mercy, conversion, salvation, healing, grace at the feet of Jesus. Am I right about it? One thing that Martha didn't know, she was entertaining Jesus. But Mary chose the best thing, to sit at Jesus' feet and let him teach us. I pray to God that my heart will be humble enough to be able to accept whatever he says. But what he says is amen. And thank you, Jesus. I know I'm right about it this morning. Well, in other words, just listen to the spoken word, not size up the preacher. Amen. Because the preacher is not a prime primary suspect. Amen. But he's a mail carrier that carries the mail. It is up to the reader and the hearer to receive the mail and pray about it. Can I get a witness? Now, don't leave me, y'all. Don't leave me out here as I try to clarify and verify some enlightenment of our understanding and wisdom and knowledge of God. Amen? Amen? Church, a good sermon is not the worst for being preached in a house and to the saints present, but it should be so managed as to make them to the good of their souls, just to sit at Jesus' feet. It's preparing us to receive his word and submission to bless and keep us. Will you help me pray? Watch this. In our text, we will find Martha preparing for the entertainment of Christ. In the days of her beholding to him, are the times that he visits the home. And those who come with him, respect was given to Jesus and care of our household affairs. And that was a blame game going on. Amen? Martha, she had a mind of great service to ask for help. I don't know about kids. I see my wife in the kitchen, especially this Thanksgiving time, and I just sit back and watch. That's a whole lot of work in the kitchen. But I don't think you need to grumble about it if you don't want to do it. Because a good meal comes from the heart. Am I right about it? All you who cook in your kitchen, am I right about it? If you put your heart to whatever you cook, it'll taste good. Am I right about it? And so Martha should have known that she chose that part. But Mary chose to sit at Jesus' feet. Can I get a witness this morning? Jesus helped her understand that Mary had chosen the better way to serve. Amen. Sometimes, my brothers and my sisters, worldly business is a snare from serving the Lord. Amen. I'll tell you what I discovered in our study. Martha was a true believer, although on occasion faulty, and her conduct did not neglect the one thing needed. Now, the favor of God is needed and his salvation. Am I right? That's what we come from. That's what I needed. When I sat back in that seat way back there About over 60 yet, almost 70 years ago, I came as a young boy. I was ready to get up. Reverend Broadus was preaching. And I didn't want to hear that sermon. I wanted him to get through so I could go out and kick my heels up. That's what I wanted to do. But something struck me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. And I found myself right there. Right there where that lectern is. And he asked me what I wanted to do. I couldn't even tell him what I wanted to do. I was just standing there motionlessly. But God had brought me that far. And so I joined the church that Sunday. I've been here ever since. Every day toiling and laboring. Can I get a witness this morning? I had to sit at Jesus' feet because I could understand this phenomenon. Because I was a joy, I was a cat daddy. That's what I was. And I was in the street. I did street things and did what people did in the street. But you can't mix oil with water. So I had to change my life when I came here. Amen, somebody. Can I get a witness this morning? Her conduct did not neglect the one thing needed. We need him this morning. We need to sit at his feet because the favor of God is needed. And it's salvation. I wish I had a prayer in church this morning. Well, I promised I wasn't going to hoop this morning. But I want to preach about three things. Three good things to worship the Lord. Y'all ready to worship him this morning? Let me see your hands. I'm ready to worship him in spirit and truth. But I don't know about y'all, but the time I got left, I want to give it to God. Amen, somebody. I'm going to be finished after I do these things. I don't know about you, and I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning. But Psalms 27:4 said, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that I would seek that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Can I get a witness this morning? I wish I had a prayer in church this morning. The beauty of the Lord, behold, they inquire in this temple. Amen, somebody. I'm in the house of the Lord this morning. I can feel my help coming. Tell your neighbor, I'm glad to be in the service of the Lord. The first good part is spending time at Jesus' feet. Preacher, tell me how to spend time at Jesus' feet. Well, we can learn from him in his word. Bring our supplication to him and worship him humbly with our whole hearts. Amen. And we can learn much from Mary and Martha's sister. Amen. Three main things in the gospel that shed light on the love of this faithful woman. And all three are at the Jesus' feet. First, when Jesus came to her house where Martha was serving the Lord, Mary sat at his feet to learn from him. Can I get a witness? Well, preacher, how can this help the church? Well, the Lord can teach us humbly, humility in our service and love. Now, that good part, it may be the parable that Jesus gave. The parable was, as I teach, he said a certain lawyer stood up and tested him. And I question that. How can you test God? How can you bring him to a test? But he tested God and saying, teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? I've been trying to get that message for a long time over this lost, unfriendly world to get somebody to say, I need Jesus. Y'all need him this morning? I know I do. But the Lord said, Jesus said, what is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, you shall serve the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. Y'all see where I'm going to? I'm going someplace with this. And he said to him, you have answered rightly. Do this and you will live. But he, wantonly to justify himself, said to Jesus, who is my neighbor? That's what he said. Your neighbor is the one sitting next to you. It's the one next door to you. It can be cross town. It can be your neighbor if you have the pure in heart. Am I right about it? And Jesus has to say, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed him, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a certain priest came down that road. And when he saw him, he passed him on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. So when he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, he set him on his animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii and gave him to the innkeeper and said to him, take care of him. Give him what he needs. Whatever he needs, give it to him. Whatever he spends, and when I come back again, I will repay you. Can I get a witness this morning? So which of these 3 do you think was neighbor to him who fell among thieves? And he said, he who showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said, go and do likewise. Amen, somebody. Amen. We can learn from this lesson about stewardship and pure spiritual love. Am I right about it? And from this, we can find in God's spoken word about Jesus' illustration about this poor man, a Jew in distress. Amen. That means something is about to happen, church, or happening on us. Uncontrollable matter. Have you ever been in a situation uncontrollable? You didn't have no power over it and nothing you could do about it? Been in an accident and can't undo it? And said, Lord, if I'd have turned this way, it wouldn't happen. That ever happened to you? Well, this happened to me and nothing I could do about it. But as I continue on, uncontrollable matters in the wrong place at the wrong time. Y'all gonna help me out? My brother and my sister, he is a victim of circumstances. Stripped of clothes and beaten half to death and left on the wayside. Are you praying with me? Well, the Bible says, now by chance, it means right then, amen, happened without intention, amen. A certain priest, the second time the Lord has said, a certain which is to exemplify a persona of a good man to one who could make a difference. Amen. Can you make a difference today to somebody? The Bible says he came down the road. Meant he had traveled this way often. Watch this. Church, if I can use my imagination, if he had known from what happened next, what he saw, he would have taken another route, another way. Amen, somebody. Some people in the world, no matter who you are, just don't have the time and pastime to help somebody. Can I get a witness? Well, the Lord used the word but, which means another sad occasion. Amen. A Levite who provides assistance to the priest in the worship temple, the man of cloth, passed him by, came in and looked on the other side. Well, preacher, what about us when we are on our way to church and we see somebody stranded in zero weather, broken down? Mind you, we may say, if I stop, I'll be late for church. I hope he has a cell phone. He called somebody to help him. Amen. Well, what's the difference? What's the difference, church, from when with the priest and the Levite? Y'all still praying with me? Is our Lord in the parable, he used the word certain again. A Samaritan hated by the Jews. Spoken of, a holy man. Stopped, came by. Had compassion on him. Amen, somebody. Amen. Gave him aid and assistance. Took care of him, took him to an inn. Took care of him, my brothers and my sisters. This is a good example of the explanation of the law of loving our neighbors as ourselves. I ain't ready to hoop this morning, but I find myself trying to tell you about the good part that you might choose this morning. Am I right about it? From one another, the whole counsel of God rests on his Son. And by his grace, he will lead us, amen. The footprints of Jesus leading the way. The footprints of Jesus by night and by day. Sure, if I follow, life will be sweet. Saved by the prints of his wounded feet. They led to Bethany. That's where he stayed. They led to Gethsemane. That's where he prayed. They led to Calvary, salvation complete, saved by the footprints of his wounded feet. Next part, when Lazarus died, Jesus came to demonstrate his power and authority as God's Son by raising him from the dead. Amen? Just before Lazarus was raised, Mary heard that Jesus was there. She fell at his feet in confirmation that her brother had died. Said, Lord, if you'd been here, you would have saved my brother. Jesus said he's only asleep and he will raise. She said, well, yeah, at the day of resurrection. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He'll, good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Jesus told her that he was the resurrection and the life. Last but not least, the third part was near the time of the cross. Experience, amen, for the perfect sacrifice. Y'all still with me? Yeah. I'm going to close in a minute. For our sin, somebody say amen. Amen. When he came back to Bethany to have dinner at Lazarus' table, and where Martha again served, Mary touched by his presence, had a Holy Ghost mind of duty with a pound of costly ointment, and poured it on Jesus' feet, glory to God, then wiped it with her hair, amen? Yes, her humble spirit can be an open mind for us, doing very well to find ourselves at the feet of Jesus. Am I right about it? Amen. We can learn at his feet by staying in the word, amen? Amen? We can find hope at the Lord's feet, amen? We can hold on to his promises, at the feet of Jesus, amen. We can find a better way at the feet of Jesus, amen. We can learn how to serve him at his feet. We can cry out to him, Abba Father, at the feet of Jesus, amen. We can learn, worship the Lord at the feet of Jesus. Won't you praise him this morning by giving him praise and glory? He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He died for us, paid for our sins on an old rugged cross. They stretched him far and wide, hung him up by hang-ups, nailed his hands in his precious feet. Then at last on high, he sees our journeys done. We will rest from the steps of Jesus in at his throne, footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus wherever they go. It may not be on the mountain heights or over the stormy sea. It may not be at the battle front. The Lord will have need of me. But if by still small voice he calls to pass, I do not know, I'll answer. Lord, dear Lord, my hand is thine. I go wherever you want me to go. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be, dear Lord. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord, on the mountain or on the mountain or sea. The story is told, and I'm coming to a close. A wise man looking for Jesus. He started in Bethlehem, where he was born. And when he arrived at the manger, he asked the shepherd, where is Jesus? He's not here. His parents took him away. He said, I will not die until I see him. And by the time he discovered Joseph and Mary had fled into Egypt, amen, they told him, he's not here. His father called him out of Egypt after Herod had died. Amen? You know, he tried to kill him. And an angel told Joseph to go into the land of Israel, where he dwelt in a city called Nazareth. Amen? The prophets called him a Nazarene. And the wise man continued his search to see Jesus. Amen? But he remained in the protection of his heavenly Father. And Joseph and Mary, amen, where the Bible says he grew up and waxed strong in the spirit, filled with wisdom and grace. Amen? Y'all still with me? Now don't leave me this morning, because I'm about ready to close. His spirit of the Lord was upon him, amen? And so the wise man continued his search to see Jesus. And nothing is revealed to him until Jesus reached the age of 12. And he was told he could find him in Jerusalem at the temple, sitting in the middle of doctors and lawyers, both hearing them asking questions. Y'all still praying with me? Well, when he got there, he asked to see Jesus. And they said, he's not here. His parents had taken him away. Well, the Holy Ghost kept him away from the public 18 years. And he heard that Jesus was seen at the Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist. And when he got there, he asked John, John, where is Jesus? And John said, I indeed baptized him with water, but he's one mightier than I, not worthy to loose his shoes. And he will baptize with you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Glory to God. He's not here. He's gone into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Amen. And when Jesus came out of the wilderness, he heard it was called to men to be disciples to follow him. 12 men. Amen. And by the time he got there, he had called all 12. He asked again, where is Jesus? He's not here. He went to all to Galilee teaching in that synagogue. Amen. Well, his church sent him to a mountainside where Jesus was teaching the Beatitudes. And the crowd was so thick, he could not reach him. When he came down, he healed a leper and many sick folk. Amen. And he asked, where is Jesus? I need to see him. He's not here. We heard that he was last seen walking on the sea to meet his disciples. Amen. And by the time he arrived at the sea, he was at the boat landed. Amen. Y'all still with me? Now don't leave me now. He said, he's not here. We heard he fed 5,000 men and women a few fish and a loaf of bread and then 4,000. Ain't God all right? He gave him some praise. Give him some praise. If he's all right, give him some praise. His journey took him to the Mount Transfiguration with Moses, Elijah, Peter, James, and John. And after events had taken away of his watch, he asked to see Jesus. Well, you know, we all know you have been looking for him, they said. He ain't here. He's gone to Galilee. And there he healed a multitude of people. Well, after a long march, he said, and search, I won't give up until I see him, Jesus. And afterwards, Jesus went to Jerusalem to be betrayed. He healed a blind man, and then his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, sitting upon a donkey, amen? And again, he missed him seeing him. Where is Jesus? I need to see him. But now he is celebrating the feast of the Passover supper and his betrayal, amen? And now he didn't get to see him there, because no one was supposed to be there but the 12, including Judas Iscariot. And when the supper was over, he asked to see Jesus. He's not here, they said. He went to the Mount of Olives to pray to the Father. And by the time he reached the Mount of Olives, Jesus was betrayed and arrested by the Roman soldiers. And he led him away to be tried by an unjust court of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And when he got there in time to see Jesus beaten by many stripes, and by his stripes we are healed. Can I get a witness? He even tried to get to Jesus when he carried his own cross, but the soldiers kept him away, amen? When he got to Calvary, Jesus had been crucified and taken down from the cross. Then he asked to see Jesus again. He's not here. They buried him in a borrowed tomb. Well, when he got to the tomb, it was empty. Whoa. It was empty. He said, where is Jesus? I still need to see him. The angel said he got up from the dead. What you looking for living among the dead? He got up like he said, with all power, wonder working power, healing power. That's power in the blood of the Lamb of God. Well, the wise man said, I guess I want to see him after all. The angel said, Jackson Theology, if you're born again, washed in the precious blood of the Lamb of God. He said, He's coming back again. And you will see him as he is. Hallelujah. To be the one the Lord is calling for. The last in evil days. One witness. Them souls who lost. To be an instrument. To men seek and know. To believe in his faithful promise. He made a long time ago. He's coming back again. Glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again. Glory, hallelujah. Praise his name. Lift him up. Praise God. He's coming back. Again, oh, singing,
yes, he's coming back again.
Singing,
glory, hallelujah, bless his name and lift him up. Praise God, he's coming back again.
Listen, listen, listen. He told us not to worry, that he had to go away. And while he was gone away, he was building up the way. And when the time was right, might be morning, noon, or night, he's coming back, and he's gonna take us away. Won't you help me? Coming back, yeah, again, hey, singing, yes, he's coming back again, singing, glory, hallelujah, praise his name and lift him up, praise God, he's coming back again. Won't you be ready when he come back?
Yes, sir.
You ready to sit at Jesus' feet?
Yes, sir.
Is somebody in the audience meeting that rededicated? Need to receive Jesus as that personal Savior? Now is the time that you can come. You can come right now just as you are. You'll never get ready if you plan to say, I'll come when I get ready. You'll never get ready by yourself. You have to come just as you are. We got 3 aisle ways, one on each side, one in the middle. If you can't come by yourself, I'll walk with you. I'll walk with you. Whoever want to come by yourself, I'll walk with you. To accept Jesus as the personal Savior, you have to sit at his feet to understand about being in the service of the Lord.